Welcome back. We are up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Zion, Chapter 4, Mishnah 7 of Maseches Trumos. So from here until the end of the next Perek, the Mishnahs that we're going to have will deal with the cases where Truma became mixed with Chulin and how we paskin if we can get out of this serious situation. Excuse me. So says the Mishnah, there are three different perspectives as to how much or to what extent you must have chulin in a mixture. If truma fell in, how can you know by the truma? Three different opinions. Rabbi Eliezer, Amir Rabbi Eliezer says, truma ola be'echad umeah. As long as you have as long as you can have a 1 to 101 ratio, you're good to go. Which therefore means that if you have one piece, one seah of truma, let's say, and 100 seahs of chulin, so if the one seah drops in, then it's nullified in the 101 mixture. Rabbi Yeshua says, "V'meya ve'od." So the truma would be nullified even if there is one part of truma in a total of only 100 parts and somewhat more. Ve'od zeh ein lo shiur, and this somewhat more that we are mentioning now has no real minimum amount. So if one seah of truma fell into a little bit more than 99 seah of chulin, then the truma is going to be nullified in such a circumstance. But anything less than that, it would not be nullified. But Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says, V'od kav l'me'asa, the sum of more mentioned is actually a kav. A kav is like 1/6 of a seah, so it's a kav per 100 seah of produce. Shesus lamedamea. So therefore, the somewhat more is 1/6 of the amount of truma that would forbid the mixture. So in other words, at the end of the day, if one seah of truma fell into 99 seah of chulin, then the mixture is still going to be usser. There has to be 99 seah plus 1/6 of the amount that fell in, which in this case is actually 1/6 of a seah of chulin. So for a mixture of 100 seah plus 1/6 of a seah, and so as long as you have the 100 seah plus 1/6 of a seah, then you can go ahead and allow that mixture to be nullified because you have one seah and then 99 plus 1/6 of a seah, and you are good to go. Then says the Mishnah Ches, according to the first view that we had in the last Mishnah, if one part of Truma would be mixed with 100 parts of Chulin, so the Truma is going to be nullified. Now, this Mishnah and the one that we'll see first thing tomorrow deals with the case of where you have one that was mixed into 100 things of Chulin, but the Truma that fell in is a different color or a different size or a different shape from that chulin. So what's the halacha in that situation? So again, if everything is uniform and the chulin and the truma that fell in is identical, then that's a clear case. But what if it's not identical? Rabbi Yeshua says, "Te'enim shechoros ma'alos es halavanos," that if you have white truma figs and they became mixed into a mixture of white and black chulin figs, then the black chulin figs will join the white chulin figs to nullify, and then the white truma figs, and levanos malos es shchoros, and where you have black figs, a truma that became mixed into a mixture of white and black, then the white chulin figs join the black ones to nullify the black truma figs, and igulei devela, if you have a round fig cake that's either small or large, so agadol ma'alin es hakatanim, so the large chulin cakes join the small ones, then all of the small truma cakes, where the truma cake that fell in was a small one, and v'katana malin es hagadolim, and the small chulin cakes join the large ones, then all of the large truma cakes, in a case where the large ones, the truma became mixed in, then ha'igula malin es hamalbinim, so then, so too, if there's a mixture of round and rectangular fig cakes of chulin, and a case of truma, and a cake of truma, rather, became mixed in, then the round fig cakes join the rectangular cakes, and all by the rectangular truma cakes, where the rectangular cakes, where the truma that fell in was a rectangular cake, and the rectangular fig cakes join the round ones to nullify the round truma cakes in a case where round cakes of truma fell in. In other words, at the end of the day, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you have 100 different things and they are different types of the tr- of the item of Truma that fell in. So really simply, the first case, if you have a piece of black Truma that fell in, and you have black and white identical to that, but they're just black and white, so then the halacha is that everything is counted together to all nullify the single item. So it's if you have one truma, one white or black fig, and you have 100 white and black figs together, then that will nullify that one white or black fig. And then says the Mishnah further, two dissenting opinions from Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer, says that he asers all of the chulin figs that are of the same type as the truma. So, if a white fig of truma became mixed into a mixture of 50 white and 50 black figs of chulin, then all of the white figs are forbidden to a non-kohen. And more than that, if the color of the fig of truma that became mixed in is not known, then all of the figs are going to be usher. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, "Biyadua manaflo," when you know what type of truma fell into the chulin. So ein malos zoetzo. So each type of chulin does not nullify truma figs of the other type, and all the figs that are the same type as the fig of truma are forbidden. Uchazenu yadua manaflo. But when you don't know what fell, malos zoetzo, then each type will nullify the truma figs of the other type, and all the figs will be permitted. And that brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes. Have a wonderful day.